Hey, Jordan.
Hey, Ryan.
How's it going?
It's going good.
Great. Welcome, listeners, to Old School, New School, a video game podcast. We have another special guest today.
Yes, that special guest is Ashley, another teacher that works at Lehigh.
We decided... I feel like my mic's not working.
I can hear you.
You can? All right.
Yeah, we can hear you.
All right, we're good. Sorry for that. We'll edit that out, maybe.
Maybe.
Jordan, why did we pick Ashley as our guest today?
This is another person that likes to game. And finding out last time that Cedric didn't game, well, wasn't a gamer anymore, that was certainly something. It was.
I wonder if that will happen today.
That will not happen.
It will not happen.
It will not happen.
Spoiler.
By the way, I really dug the theme song. It was a bop. Is that what they say? Do the kids still call it that?
I would not know.
Don't look at me. But
so Ashley's, the reason we had to have Ashley is her license plate.
Oh, that's the real thing.
Well, no, obviously we also like you and know you're a gamer, but her license plate is Gamer Chick, so yes. Clearly into video games.
Yes.
So welcome, Ashley.
Thank you. Thank you for having me. This is awesome.
Jordan, start with the questioning.
So, as a kid back then.
Oh, thanks.
In the old school.
Yes.
In the olden days.
Old days. What was the most popular game that you actually played?
Okay. So I'll have to go back a little further to kind of explain kind of how I got in to gaming.
Gotcha.
To answer that. Because I did play the most popular game at the time. So actually... If you think about it, it kind of starts on my birthday, October 18th, 1985, which also happens to be the exact day that the Nintendo Entertainment System was released in the United States. I didn't find that out until a few years ago that I share that day with Nintendo. It's pretty rad.
Wow.
I was born, I was not breathing, so there were parts of my brain that did not have oxygen when I was born, so... My motor skills were delayed. My hand-eye coordination and fine motor skills when it came to like holding things, like writing with a pencil, cutting scissors, stuff like that. So when I was really, really young, like I think I was 3 years old, my pediatrician literally prescribed Nintendo, like told my parents to get
me.
Yeah, it's pretty rad. They told my parents to get me a Nintendo because they thought that it would help with the hand-eye coordination and stuff. So, my first game, like many people of my age, was Super Mario Brothers, the original Super Mario Brothers. And I could play it I spent a lot of time outside as a kid, too, don't get me wrong. I wasn't, like, chained up in front of my TV gaming all the time. but I did play a lot of Super Mario Brothers, and back then, there was no saving. Like, if you were dead, you were dead. and also, when I would get angry as a child, I would bite the controller. So there were little teeth marks, like, on the edge of my the little rectangular, like, you know, old school controllers. And it was funny because more than a few years back at this point, it was probably 10 years back at this point, I sold my Nintendo at a garage sale to a kid in town. So he was getting my old school Nintendo with like the controllers with the teeth marks, little Ashley teeth marks. But yeah, so that was the original. Yeah, that was my very first game. And of course, like Mario 3, Mario Brothers 3 was a phenomenal, like ahead of its time game back then. And I actually had that one before I had the second one. So that was another one. But anyway, yeah.
Most likely, Ryan will ask this question. Mm-hmm. Do you have a Sega Genesis?
I did have a Sega Genesis.
You did? Okay.
I did, yes. Had the Sonic games, like the Sonic the Hedgehog, Sonic and Tails, Sonic and Knuckles. I Echo the Dolphin. I could get absorbed in that for a while. It was kind of... that game was kind of ahead of its time too in a lot of ways. It was kind of, for back then, it was kind of beautiful, like the underwater, the graphics, the sounds. Yeah, so those were my go-to. Like, I definitely had a lot of Sonic stuff, and yeah.
Do you still have it?
I do not think I do. I think that was another system purchased by this young man who actually I see often because he works at Shaw's, and he goes to college, I think, at Castleton. But yeah, he and I'm glad that it went to him because it was collecting dust in a box at the time for me. And I guess he had, I don't know if he still does, but at his house, he had a whole like basement of old school machines, and that's where mine went.
We gotta interview this.
Yeah, he's pretty. It's pretty rad. I hope he still does. I hope that they're still being held to good use. I kind of wish sometimes that I kept them, but it's yeah. These were like 30-year-old machines, 30 plus. Sure. So
we gotta interview this man after.
Yeah, yeah. Bye, Ashley.
Yeah. Thanks. totally appreciate.
Appreciate.
So you led us into another question we asked. What's your console history? Obviously starts with the NES.
Yeah, I did. I had the NES. I had the Super NES. Okay. I had a Sega Genesis. I had, the handheld Sega, and I always forget, Game Gear.
I don't know.
I think it was a Game Gear. I had my, I forgot another favorite game on Sega was, Primal Rage. It was like Mortal Kombat, but with dinosaurs. It was pretty rad. Yeah, I was pretty obsessed with that game for a while, but anyway, and another funny story tied to that game. It was an arcade game as well. And my dad would bring me to the arcade. I was like 9 years old at the time, 8 years old. And I would be playing and these teenagers would come and try to fight me. Like they would add their coins in. And I just kept beating them, like, one by one by one. And it was frustrating for them. I was really good at this Mortal Kombat with dinosaurs game. But anyway.
Quick question then. You said these teenagers would come. How old were you when you were beating these teenagers? Are you in your 30s and you're crushing these kids?
No. Okay. This was when I was like 8 or 9. That.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay. I was a youngin.
Okay. Sorry.
It's okay. Yeah, 7, 8, 9, around that time, yes. Thank you, Ryan. I would not pride myself in being able... Well, actually, now teenagers are pretty hardcore.
Sure, of course.
So, like, maybe I would pride myself now in being teenagers. I just pictured you in your
20s. Have you ever seen...
No, little Ashley.
Kids, I'm going to crush you.
No, little Ashley.
Have you ever seen a teenager's rage? It's the most funniest thing you'll find on YouTube.
At least they don't bite their controllers. Like,
No. They don't. See, they don't bite their controllers. This man just brought out a katana and just sliced his monitor in half.
Oh no! It never went that deep for me. That the anger that came with the frustration. Hang on. I'm trying to think. I had went off on a tangent, so I was listing off. I was at the Sega. I had a Nintendo 64.
Okay.
But before that, I had a PlayStation, and that PlayStation was a game changer for me. The graphics, everything was just, it was mind blowing. I was around 9 or 10 years old when that came out. And, my first games were Crash Bandicoot, like the OG Crash Bandicoot, and, Tomb Raider, the very, very first Tomb Raider. And I completely fell in love with that system. And I also have a good memory. It would come with a demo disc. Do they still do that nowadays? They don't have demo things anymore.
Don't look at me.
Actually, yeah, they still do demos. It's just a lot of people don't like the demos. They prefer the full game itself.
Yeah, well, what had happened, the original PlayStation, like with every system, it would come with a demo disc and it would have all the games that were kind of up and coming. And some games came with demo discs too, but my PlayStation had come with one and it had the game Silent Hill on it, which later became one of my favorite games, and also Metal Gear Solid. And I know the Metal Gear series was originally NES. I never played it on NES. I only played it on the PlayStation, the PlayStation versions. But Anyway, Silent Hill, I'll never forget. I was probably 10 years old. I was home alone. It was a dark, stormy night, like the cliche. The first time that I played Silent Hill on demo disc, and it terrified me. It was the first game that actually scared me. So, yeah. funny anecdote there, but yeah.
And so after your first PlayStation, where did it go?
PlayStation 2, PlayStation 3.
So you're in on PlayStation.
I am a PlayStation gamer. The only way that I veered off, I mean, I've had ex-boyfriends and stuff over the years who have had Xbox. But the only way that I have veered off is recently I bought a gaming laptop. And I use and I use an Xbox controller that's compatible with that. But that's the only, it's been PlayStation all the way. And I wanted to get a PlayStation 5. I do have a PlayStation 4. I wanted to get a 5, but they're so impossible. I want to wait until they're in supply, they're reasonably priced, and not being, like, sold for $1,000 on online. So
$1,000?
Yeah. You're literally seeing them for $1,000 online. That's because nice. They're so hard to come by because of the supply. I guess it has something to do with the supplies of the parts or something.
Yeah. I'm glad that I sort of stuck with Xbox now.
So just before we leave consoles, I do have one question for you. Did you forget to mention that you owned the Sega Dreamcast by chance?
I did not own the Sega Dreamcast.
That is our...
is that the, like, your... what's the word I'm looking for? Your, like, needle in the haystack kind of?
Yes.
Yeah. We want very a much. Dreamcast.
We actually need a Dreamcast so we can play a video game. Follow-up
question. Have you ever played the game Seaman on the Sega Dreamcast?
I don't believe so, unless the only time that I've ever touched a Dreamcast was at... the old, like, GameStop. Well, it wasn't called GameStop back then. I forgot what it was, like, EA Games? There was some... It had a different name besides GameStop. But they used to, back then, have the consoles hooked up for you to try. And that's the only time I've ever even touched a Dreamcast, and I don't remember what game it was.
Well, you would remember Seaman.
I would.
Blockbuster?
No. It wasn't Blockbuster. It was legit. It was GameStop before it was called GameStop. Like it had another name. It was called something else. Yeah.
Okay. So, here's a question, cuz we were gaming somewhat at the same time, I guess. Me a little earlier than you, but did you experience going to, like, a Blockbuster or a more local movie rental place and rent video games?
I sure did. Cool. I remember the first game that I rented too. It was The Simpsons. And my mom would get super irritated because it would start with Bart going, "Eat my shorts," like, every time. And my mom was so annoyed, and, like, some of the sayings and, like, the gross things that were, you know, part of The Simpsons. But yeah, I do remember renting The Simpsons. Yeah,
I actually hadn't thought about renting games until just now. Yeah. So Jordan and I have never talked about it, but you could go rent games like you rent movies at a Blockbuster or something.
Yeah, and this was at, like, a little hole in the wall, like, little general store type place too. It wasn't even, and it had a selection of movies and a small selection of video games. But yeah, it was like a ma and pa. Yeah. It wasn't, like, a big thing. Yeah, and I would get beef jerky with it. I remember that too. Slim Jims. Well, not the actual Slim Jims, but Slim Jim. They made, like, regular beef jerky, and I would get that, and I would get the Simpsons.
Wow.
Yeah. Isn't that so weird? The things you remember when you really think
about it. And I, like, it just came into my mind. And when I was a kid, the one in our town was a video store, and then right next to it was a pizza place. So we would go get a pizza and rent a video game and then go to my cousin's house and try to beat it before we had to return it the next day.
Yeah, that's right, because you had an allotted amount of time or you'd get a fee. And that's like Redbox now. You know, you have an allotted amount of time and you get a fee.
Right.
It was the same deal,
But that was... It was so awesome to be like, oh, we don't have to buy every game we want to play now because the store is going to get them. We can just rent them.
Exactly.
Or rent them and see if we like it and then go buy it.
Yeah. I only remember doing that with, like, early, like, NES, Super NES, maybe Sega, but I didn't do it. I don't think I ever did that with like any PlayStation and up.
Yeah.
It was all just like the old school stuff. Yeah.
I think I've been to Blockbuster once.
Yeah. Oh,
Blockbuster.
And
RIP. Yeah, they're gone now.
Yeah, they're completely gone now.
There's like one in Oklahoma.
Yeah,
or
I watched a movie about it.
So, the last Blockbuster.
So I went to this Blockbuster and I rented a video game. I can't remember what it was. Oh, Metal Gear Solid for the PS3.
Yeah.
And I rented it, right? Because me and my buddies, we found like a whole heap of change in a change jar. So we dumped all the change and it looked like the lady just now struck a jackpot on a slot machine. And so we dump all of our change on the counter. She counts it and then gives us our change. And then after she gives us our change and everything else, we take the game, we go play. As we're playing, we completely lose track of time and it starts to become dark. So the return date, it never got returned. This game, we have basically just stolen this game.
Which one was it? Was it like the one for PS3 that's coming to mind is the Snake Eater where there's like camouflage and stuff? Was it that one?
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Okay. Yeah.
So we got that one and we basically started to play. The next day we woke up, we had breakfast, we did all of that. Our cousin sent us away because he wanted to do his own stuff. Then, like, this was months. Well, not months, years ago. Now, we reach up to literally a couple months ago. I get a call from my buddy, and he says, "Yo, we haven't even returned that game." And I'm like, "You haven't returned it?" He's like, "No."
Oh, jeez. I don't want to know the late fee charges that. Well, some people were able to dodge stuff like that. Like, if you waited long enough, it's like it went away, but not really.
So, apparently, his fee would be around almost $1,000.
That'd be insane.
Yeah. Wow. He told me that he looked at the mail and he saw the fee. Like, he was going through old stuff. And then he came across the letter that had the fee for the game. And the last time that was dated was, I think it was back in 2017. And that was on April? I want to say it was on April.
Yeah.
Because I know it was one of the months that began with A. But he had it, and I was like, "Dude, you got to return it." He's like, "Blockbuster's closed."
Yeah, there's no Blockbuster anymore.
And that's how I learned on that day, well, on that month, oh, Blockbuster went out of business.
Yeah.
Like Toys R Us.
It's gone.
Yeah.
It's
gone. It's, Blockbuster was going out of business. They were like, "All right, who hasn't returned games or movies? We need to get all the revenue we can right now."
Yeah, I'm pretty sure they're like, "We're going to let it go at this point. We're going to let it go."
Yeah.
You
know, people are actually saying that the next place to go out of business is GameStop.
You know, unfortunately, that might be a real thing because everybody's buying their stuff online now, like through the PlayStation Store, the Xbox Store, on Steam, like on the computer. Yeah, everybody is just buying stuff online, so that would make sense.
Or they're going
Amazon
to their
even, or their like physical games.
Or they're going to their local Walmart and buying that.
Or Walmart. Yep.
Now, when the NES came out, and I got it probably the year it came out, there were not video game stores. There were not rentals. There was, you had to go to Walmart, or I think it was Kmart at that time, and pick from the 10 games they had maybe at that point.
And they were expensive, yes, too. Were. Like comparable to game costs now. Uh-oh. There we go.
No, we're up there. It's still working. Yeah, it's just interesting the transition from just big like department stores had them to they movie places would rent them to there's these stores that just sell video games. Mm-hmm. And now that's going away too. Now one thing we didn't you mentioned it and we like to ask our guests arcades. Did you obviously you spent some time in your 20s to 30s beating teenagers playing video games?
No, I was a child. I would like to clarify because there aren't any good arcades anymore.
No.
Now they have that weird you go in and you like pay your own way and you buy your own prizes and it's so weird. There are no workers.
Really?
I don't know if you've seen them. It's
I
so weird.
No.
But anyway, no, I was a child and I would go in primarily to the one that used to be in the Aviation Mall in Queensbury.
Okay.
That's where my dad, I would always go. I spent a lot of time in that arcade as well as Lake George. I don't know if they still do, but they had like a whole bunch of arcades just on their little boardwalk thing. So, yeah, I did spend a lot of time, and I gravitated toward the fighting games for sure. That was a big thing for me. I have a lot of good memories with my dad. He had passed in 2014, but a lot of my gaming history is tied to him. And I know I would go, and I'd play the fighting games in arcades, and he would win me tickets while I was doing that, or he would do racing games. That's what he was into. I was never into the racing games. But yeah, so and he also bought a lot of my systems as well. So with a lot of good
awesome.
Memories associated there and games. Yeah,
awesome. That's great. I Cedric talked a lot about arcades last weekend when Jordan's dad was on last year. He and I talked a lot. So Rutland, I mean, at this point, 3 years ago, had a little pop up arcade. Did you go to that? Did you even know about it?
No.
It was all classic arcade games.
Oh.
Yeah, it was awesome.
I went to a bar. Sorry, this is not school appropriate, but in Burlington, there are a couple of bars called The Archives.
Oh. Okay.
And they are lined with old school arcade games all around. So there's like an actual bar part, and then there's... And there are machines, token machines, where you buy tokens. You could use your credit card even to pay for tokens. And you just go and you game. Like,
wow,
It is so – and I'm not a big bar person, but I loved that. I went, I think, 2 or 3 times. And every time I was – it was just every – like, so many games. I've only went to one of them. There is another one. And I don't know if it has a lot of the same games or if it has some different ones. I would like to check it out. But, yeah, it's the archives.
That sounds great.
Yeah, it was so cool.
Yeah, the one in Rutland was – I don't know if it's because we knew the guy or I didn't know the guy. Nina did. My wife for the listeners. My wife for the listeners. Knew the guy. So we played for free all night. It was pretty awesome. He was just like, oh, click, click, click. There's a bunch of games for you. And they had, I forget, like they had Mortal Kombat. And they had some, you know, classic arcade. I'm sure they had Pac-Man and Donkey and all that stuff too. But yeah, it was really cool. It was open for a couple months, like a few nights a week. They'd open it up for a few hours or something. But it was really
I am
awesome.
Jealous. That would have been awesome.
Yeah. Hopefully it'll happen again. I think the people that it was two guys that did it, I think they had a collection of arcade games and then got into contact with other people that had a few. So they kind of all pooled their resources. And it was fun. It was a good time.
Oh, I would love.
It was a fun date night out in Rutland for me.
Oh, yeah. Date night in Rutland. Yeah, there's so many limited options now. No, I thought for sure by now you guys would mention my tattoo sleeve.
Oh, we haven't even got there.
Yeah. Oh, that's on the... Okay, I didn't know if that was on the agenda
or
not. No,
it wasn't. Ashley has a lot of tattoos. How many tattoos do you have?
At this point, since the sleeve has started, like I had, I think, 8 before the sleeve, and now the sleeve is kind of its own... Here, I'm wearing a tank top underneath. The sleeve is kind of its own entity. But it has...
Yeah, tell us all about it. What do we got here?
So this isn't video game related, but
right.
I like games in general, but I have the D&D D20 dice. I have, from Mario, I have one of the fire flowers, like the power up, and one of the plants that spits the fire. I should know the names of these and I don't. from, and I also have a star from Mario, like the one up star. From Zelda, the Zelda, franchise, I have, the Ocarina of Time. And I have Majora's Mask from that. Those are both Nintendo 64 games. From Crash Bandicoot, I have Apu Apu, who is Crash's kind of guardian force. I have Sonic the Hedgehog. He has not been colored in yet. The sleeve is unfinished. I need it needs to be colored in, and there are a few more things that I'm going to add from other games. But... and then I think I'm missing the, I have a chocobo with a Moogle on it from the Final Fantasy series, specifically Final Fantasy VII. There's a certain attack with these guys involved. So, wow. Yeah.
That's awesome.
Yeah, it's very colorful. I know that your listeners obviously can't see that, but it is shaping up to be a very colorful tattoo. The artist is, he kind of specializes, and he's a gamer himself, and that's one of the reasons I picked him. And I basically gave him a list of games, gave him my arm, and told him he could do whatever he wanted.
Wow.
And he and gave him some suggestions, but he sharpied on my arm. He drew, sharpied, and then tattooed over it. Wow. It's the coolest process ever, but yeah.
Yeah, it looks awesome.
Wow.
I haven't seen it in a while, I feel like.
Yeah, it's, well, long sleeves. Well, it's been sleeves. Winter. Yeah, because of the winter.
It's been wow. Cold.
That's yeah. What. Yeah, those are awesome.
Thank you.
I'm glad you thought to share those, because I totally forgot.
A lot of people, you know, probably, I'm 36, and it's kind of weird to have a 36-year-old with, like, a gaming sleeve, but tattoos to me, and this is my own opinion, they should be meaningful. They should have some, it's going on your body sure. Forever.
Yeah.
And I was thinking in terms of myself, you know, from being prescribed video games as a kid, and you know, they, gaming helped me get through a lot, in my childhood and in my, my teenage years, and even in my college and in my adulthood. So, you know, I look at the sleeve and it makes me happy. It brings back a lot of memories. And like I said, memories of my dad, who yeah, I miss.
That's awesome.
So yeah, they're very meaningful.
That's really cool.
Thank you.
That's, yeah. Thanks for sharing all of that. We're kind of out of time, but what a, nice kind of thing yeah. to end on.
Well, thank you.
No,
I appreciate this. I love to, I feel like I don't get to talk about this enough.
Sure.
And how important. And I think people just downplay gaming as a fad, and when it really is so much more to people, especially people our age, sure. Even because yeah. We grew up with it.
And Jordan's generation too,
yeah.
Definitely. I think there's a, it's like, I could be way off here, but in my mind, it's similar to like sports or music or these different things that you sort of get into and find your clan of people that, and sort of find an identity through these, whether it's sports or you know, video games,
yeah.
Or for me it certainly was music, and
mm-hmm.
So yeah, I think it fits into those categories, and I'm sure that someone else could say, oh well, there's also this and this and this.
Well,
I'm sure
yeah.
There are, but
that's yes. Their thing.
I don't care about those.
Yes,
no, I'm just
kidding. We only care about gaming. That's why we're here.
This is a gaming podcast. So before we sign off, Jordan, any last questions for Ashley?
Where can I get a tattoo like that?
Andromeda Tattoo in Ballston Spa. no, the dude is phenomenal.
Yeah, they look great. It looks awesome.
Alex Reed is his name, and he's amazing. Plug.
Good.
Cha-ching, Alex. So one request we do have, two requests. One, we'd like to get you back because I'm sure there's tons more we could talk about. So at some point,
let's
try to do that.
I would love that. Thank
also, you. If you come across a Sega Dreamcast in the game Seaman, we really would like to play it.
Yes. I know it was some sort of Sega system. That's why I was like, which Sega system?
Yeah, it's Dreamcast.
I will keep my eyes and ears out.
Thanks, everybody, for listening.
Yes. Jordan? Thank you, everyone.
Have a nice day. Stay safe. And please, don't die. That's our number one rule.
Don't die.
Unless it's in a video
game. In a video game.
Yes, unless it's in a video
game. And don't bite the controller. You could hurt your teeth.
Yep. That's
that's one way you wind up going to the dentist.
And listen, you adults, don't go to hang out in video games trying to beat children.
I did it!
Like Ashley did throughout her entire 20s.
I was 9. God, that's one way to end the episode.